It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, for some high school basketball teams, a state tournament appearance may only come around once every 10 or 20 years. But then there's other teams that have established themselves as perennial powers. Today, the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs make their fifth state tournament appearance in the last 6 years. And head coach Jordan Brockstrom has his Mustangs back here at Manhattan. The 2A quarterfinals where they're set to take on another traditional powerhouse and the Pittsburgh St. Mary Colgan Panthers. Welcome to the Octagon of Doom. It's the second day for 2A state basketball. It's the girls' turn here this afternoon and this evening. And we have Valley Heights and Pitt Colgan coming up, with earlier winners today being the top seed Mound Ridge and the number 5 seed Inman Girls. The winner of this game between Valley Heights and Pitt Colgan will take on the winner of our next game tonight, which is another Twin Valley League Northeast Kansas team. That's the Donovan West Mustangs, who will battle Chase County later tonight. So it's a doubleheader here on 103.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Along with our top studio producer, Seth Tullison, I'm Justin Fluke. And tonight, joined by a former partner of mine that I'm happy to be back beside me. I didn't know what had happened to you the last few years. I know you coached for a while, Mr. Dave Johnson, and not coaching anymore. So I got you back on the microphone. And just like old times, this ought to be funnier tonight in Bramlage.
Yeah, we don't have to run the cables from the top of the Bramlage with the antennas and everything's off Bluetooth now. It's just so much easier. And yes, now that I haven't coached the last 2 years, undefeated and uncontested. So really looking forward to tonight's two games. Should be a really contrast in tempo, especially for this game and the last game of the night.
You've seen a lot more Twin Valley League basketball than I have over the last few years. You know, Valley Heights and D-West, teams that we will see here tonight. Now, Donovan West did beat Valley Heights twice during the regular season, but we know how good the Twin Valley League is. The entire state knows how good the Twin Valley League is. Just look at yesterday where Lynn went and beat the number one team in the state in 8-man Division II out in Colby. The Lynn girls did advance. But the TBL is tough. I know Colgan plays a pretty tough schedule as well, but I feel like any time a TBL team gets to the postseason, they have a great chance to win and move on.
Well, and again, when you talk Twin Valley League basketball, you get to the state tournament, records mean absolutely nothing. Sometimes people get caught up in, well, they're a one seed. We feel like in our league that any time we step onto the court, we're as good as anybody in the state. And I know Valley Heights is really going to have a chance tonight. I know last year Colgan had a lot of size in the previous 2 years. That's gone. Obviously, their pressure defense is always something they're known for. It's whether or not Valley Heights can finish easy shots. I know in the sub-state finals, they played before us, missed a lot of bunnies in the paint. Their pressure was able to wear down Kansas City Christian. That'll be kind of the same story here tonight, whether or not they can establish their tempo with allowing Colgan to get easy passes. Because they won't be intimidated at all, Colgan won't. Been too many times here. Just comes down to whether or not you can really knock them in the first quarter, get them on their heels.
We talked about Valley Heights, their fifth state tournament in the last 6 years, 16th state trip overall for the program. And for Pittsburgh Colgan, this is their 18th state tournament appearance and their sixth in a row. So these two teams combined have been at all but one of the state tournaments, both teams, over the last 6 years. Abby Farabi is the 13th year head coach at Pitt Colgan. They are 21-2. They are the number 2 seed taking on the 16-8 Valley Heights Mustangs under 9th-year head coach Jordan Brockstrom, who comes in as his team with the number 7 seed here tonight. Ironically enough, one of the storylines is that these two teams played their final game last year against each other. The 2A state tournament last year was in Dodge City. It was not here in Manhattan. And it was a third-place game as Valley Heights and Colgan both lost their semifinals. But these two teams played for third last year in Dodge City, with Pitt Colgan defeating Valley Heights in that third-place game by 11. They're set for a quarterfinal here today in the first round of the 2A Girls State Tournament in Manhattan. We're going to take a timeout and return with more of our pregame show as head coach Jordan Brockstrom of Valley Heights will join us next here at Bramlage Coliseum on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Flick back with you. 2A State Girls Basketball. We're at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. And I'm now joined by Jordan Brockstrom, head coach of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. And Coach, I know you never take it for granted, but back at State, fourth time in 5 years, has to be a good feeling to return with this group of girls, especially the short trip to Manhattan this year again.
Yeah, I think that's right. And every season's different. You have a different personnel, and they have different roles. So being able to do it as a team each different year, it never gets old.
What stands out about this team? What's kind of their MO? What kind of are you most happy with and what you've seen from them and kind of what makes them a little bit unique or different?
Well, I don't know if it's different, but they kind of play with the same tenacity that our teams have played with the last handful of years, and I think it's something that's kind of inherited from older groups, and our juniors and seniors work really, really hard, and our freshmen and sophomores get to see what that looks like every day in practice, and I think it's a big result of our success.
How's the prep been since winning the sub-state championship over Kansas City Christian? You've had a few days, and you know your opponent's Pittsburgh Colgan. Just how have the girls been and focused, locked in, and trying to win this first-round game?
Yeah, we're excited. We saw Pitt Colgan last year in the third-place game, and they beat us by about 11. And they lost a really good piece from that team. But every year's different. They return a lot, and they return a really good guard that we're going to have to slow down. And there's some familiarity, but still, like I said, each year's different, and you've got to prepare for different pieces. And we're excited to get a chance at redemption against them.
Final question for head coach Jordan Brockstrom of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, and that's, what do you kind of feel like this game comes down to? I mean, what is it has been that your team has needed to get wins? What do you got to do to get the win here against Colgan today?
I think we're going to have to hit shots. And for us, being a smaller team on the court, we have to have good guard play. And that means handling pressure, handling the ball, and ultimately hitting some shots. So that's what it's going to take for us.
Well, Coach, enjoy the game. Congrats on getting back to state. And let's go get a win.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Justin.
Jordan Brockstrom, head coach of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Our pregame show continues from Bramlage Coliseum after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
And welcome back to Bramwich Coliseum with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Dave Johnson here courtside as we get set for the Valleyites Mustangs, the visitors in their black uniforms with numbers and letters trimmed in white for head coach Jordan Broxterman. They're taking on the Pittsburgh Colgan Panthers in the home whites as the number two seed. Blue numbers, letters, and trim for Pittsburgh Colgan and their head coach Abby Farabi. Again, these teams played in the third place game in Dodge City last year. That's where the 2A state tournament was. Pittsburgh Colgan's been here 6 years in a row, and Valley Heights has been here five of the last six seasons to the 2A girls state tournament. We talked about Valley Heights 16-8, but you look at their losses. Centralia, who's at state in the semis, Donovan West, who we'll see later tonight, they beat him twice. Also lost twice to Hanover, and they're into the semifinals in 1A Division II. Lost once to Lynn. They're in the semifinals of 1A Division II. And then they played some bigger teams. Clay Center was a tight loss. They actually have a win against Riley County, who finished first place in the Big East League this season. So Valley Heights, kind of like Colgan, they lost to Girard, they lost to Fort Scott. Those are their only two losses, but those are larger schools as well than the 2A Pittsburgh Colgan. So an interesting matchup for sure coming into tonight. The CNC League is what Pitt Colgan plays in. They won five consecutive league titles in Valley Heights this year. The Twin Valley League finished with seven wins against four losses. A couple notes for Valley Heights that could be a little bit concerning. Paige Miller got injured in substate. She's a 5'6 sophomore that was averaging 4 points and three rebounds per game. But Paige Miller is out for the state tournament. So one of the top seven players for Valley Heights will miss this game here tonight. And then Ava Smith, their leading scorer, 17 points a game, the 5'9 junior. She's been playing like this for a while, but she's almost one-handed. She has broken fingers, and her hand is kind of taped up. It's her off-shooting hand, but makes it hard to dribble and a little more one-dimensional. But those are a couple things that Valley Heights has to try to overcome, I guess, here coming into this game today.
Well, and they battled injuries. The two times that we had played them throughout the season, they were injured, and Ava had been injured coming off. In fact, she didn't play against us at Donovan West. So they're young as well. Nobody talks about how young Valley Heights is. They still got a lot, and coming off a volleyball season, which they played, finished in the top four, really, really athletic, and I think it's going to be a nice matchup. Whether or not, just watching Colgan warm up, how physical they wanted to play inside. So it's just going to be whether or not they can get the pressure on the ball to keep it out of the post. But for Valley Heights, it's going to be, you know, they like the pressure, get up and down the court, get the nerves out of the way in the first quarter, and kind of settle in the second.
Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups. They're presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer, presenting our starting lineup here at the start of every game in state, because you know every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts. That's what you'll find at Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa dealer. Valley Heights will be the Mustangs. The visitors will do their starters first. They include 5'10 senior Tessa Miller. Also starting is 5'8 senior Ann Torber. 5'9 junior Ava Smith, we mentioned, along with 5'9 junior Mia Vermitten and 5'10 junior Josie Parker. So as Dave mentioned, the youth on this team, just the two seniors in the starting lineup for Valley Heights. It's Parker, Miller, Torber, Smith, and Vermitten for the Mustangs. For Pitt Colgan and head coach Abby Farabi, their starting lineup includes 5'5 senior Lauren O'Brien. She's in the backcourt with 5'6 junior Ja'Kayla Davis, and she's the name you'll hear the most for Pitt Colgan. 27 points per game for Ja'Kayla Davis, the 5'6 junior, over 1,000 points in her career. She's just a junior. Rounding out the starters, Molly Sweezy, a 5'9 senior, Caitlin Schiffelbein, a 5'9 sophomore, and Mariah Harris, a 5'10 senior, rounds out the Colgan starting lineup. Harris, the leading rebounder, 6 a game to go along with 8 points. But you look at Pitt Colgan, they got a player that comes off the bench that scores 7. But really, 27 points for Ja'Kayla Davis. Nobody else gets more than 8. Valley Heights has, you know, a similar situation with Ava Smith at 17 and nobody else averaging more than 7 or 8. So when I look at this game, Coach, I feel like, you know, whichever one of those two players is contained by the other team, whichever one of these squads can make some other players step up and make plays to win, might be a huge difference. But no doubt we'll be talking about Ja'Kayla Davis and Ava Smith a lot today.
Well, when you get into these games, you don't want to deviate too much from what you do. Both teams like pressure on in the backcourt. Both teams really want to look to attack you off the dribble. And what for Valley Heights, it's really kind of going to be Gray. Gray came in against and is a good shooter, a sophomore for Valley Heights. Hit some big shots when they were struggling in their sub-state finals. Got to get them going.
5 seniors on the roster for Pitt Colgan as we get set to jump it up. The Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Nelson Flip, Dave Johnson with you. The winner of this game will get the winner of our next game. It's a doubleheader on KNZA. We'll have Jonathan West and Chase County coming up next. Underway, the Mustangs win the tip, and Valley Heights will move from right to left on your dial here in the opening half.
2-3 zone by the Pittsburgh Colgan, really trying to get in the passing lanes right now.
Valley Heights, team that has shoot a ton of threes. Torber, their best outside marksman at 35% from outside. Here's Smith getting it down, though, to Parker. Now back out. There's a three, and it's in and out. Mustangs missed their first shot, rebounded by Colgan as Tessa Miller came up empty. This ball dribbled ahead, but then off the foot in transition for Pitt Colgan, as that was Ja'Kayla Davis handling the rock. Leads this team with 4.3 steals a game as well. So she's pesky, but Colgan turns it over.
Now Colgan to go man-to-man on this possession. Their zone looks almost like a man. They kind of get out in the passing lanes. This time they're full man.
Allie Hines dribbling into the elbow on the left side. Now the pass goes to the baseline. Parker across the foul line, back to the left, kick to the near corner. It's an open three. This one is short. Mustangs have missed a couple trifectas. That one by Torber, and it'll be Colgan basketball. Still scoreless, 55 seconds gone by.
Both clean looks by Valley Heights. The other thing is they were close with offensive rebounds. Colgan really not blocking out. That'd be something to watch here.
The half court comes Ja'Kayla Davis. She'll be defended player to player by Vermitten. Trying to get through the screen as Davis hands the ball off and now gets it back on the right wing. He'll take it across the foul line, kick out, three-pointer by Osborne. That's short, an air ball, but an offensive board by Sweezy. Then Sweezy traveled with it. They get the offensive board, but that's two turnovers now against Colgan, and we remain scoreless.
Good job that time by Valley Heights, really concentrating on Davis, not letting her get touches. They ran a stagger off the backside. Good switch up there to cover her up.
Miller, one of the Valley Heights seniors, starts the offense again, and now Ava Smith looking to drive. She'll kick it out on the right wing. Here's an attack by Vermitten. Tough off. Balance shot, and she got it.
That's her game right there. You let her get into the paint right there, it's almost automatically two.
Vermittent, the 5'9 junior, averaging 8 points a game, scores the first two here tonight with just under 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Osborne to the left side to Sweezy. Now on the near wing, O'Brien touches it down in the corner to Sweezy. They lob it to the big girl down low. That's Harris. A lot of attention around her. Pass deflected on the floor. Valley Heights gets it. That's the third turnover on Colgan. Now ahead in transition, it's Smith.
Step through.
Good shot. Count the basket plus the foul for Ava Smith in transition.
Again, when you got Smith get in transition, that's where she's really the best. It doesn't matter that she has a bandage on her left hand. She's going to finish hard with her right.
Not just a little bandage either. I mean, that whole thing looks like a white snowball that she's basically holding in her hand. First foul of the game. It's against Davis for Colgan. And the free throw good. So Ava Smith with a three-point play. Valley Heights good on the defensive end. And that time had a transition opportunity and capitalized. Here's Davis, who just did pick up that first personal foul. Off to O'Brien, now back to Davis. You can tell Colgan wants to have the ball in her hands a lot.
And Valley Heights doing a real nice job. Every time she gives it up, there's help and recover.
Vermitt trying to keep up with Davis, who gets it back top of the circle. Pass on the right wing with the Mustangs now leading 5-0 here in Manhattan. 2.5 minutes gone by. There's a high pass touch that was Valley Heights. I think Smith got a finger on it, although she doesn't quite agree.
I don't agree with that either. I think that went off of Colgan. But I said that for years standing on the sideline, and they didn't listen to me then.
It's easier over here.
It really is.
Ball stays with Colgan underneath their offensive side. Try to get a cutter to the basket. Shot up.
Good block out.
And the box out was by Torber. Valley Heights wants to push it. Up by a nickel here in the early going.
Again, going to spread, Jimmy. You see a lot of that in the game nowadays. Everybody's trying to spread, looking for cutters, looking for angles to drive, getting the defense in bad positions.
Vermitt cut off that time on her lane penetration. Now Smith on the baseline. Out. Here's a three by Vermitt, and this one is short. Off the front of the rim, rebounded by Davis. And she's tripped up near half court. They're going to call a foul on Ava Smith. Kind of a tight one, not a ton of contact, but Davis went down. Smith was right there stride for stride with her. That's the first foul against Valley Heights.
Incidental contact. You hate to see it. They're going to have to call something there as she hits the ground, but Valley Heights getting the looks they need right now, and defensively looking real sharp here halfway through the first.
5-0 Mustang lead. Bella Ascaino, a 5'10 junior, has checked in for the first time for Pitt Colgan, so they have a couple 5'10 girls out there now in the middle. Here's Davis dribbling up top to Ascaino, now left side to O'Brien. Lauren O'Brien gets a screen to the elbow, jump shot off the glass, too strong. Rebound by Smith, she's out ahead of the pack. 3-on-2, Smith all the way, now dumps the left side, layup missed, and loose ball rebound on the floor. It's going to be a tie-up, and it'll go to Colgan. Thought Smith was going to take that one, but she tried to dish to Tessa Bigham, a 5'8 sophomore, that was the first sub in for Valley Heights, and she missed the bunny.
A nice look right there. Again, transition, beating Colgan down there. Colgan a little surprised by the speed of Valley Heights right now.
We played almost 4 minutes, and Colgan still has a goose egg on the scoreboard.
Everything's isolation for Davis. I don't think they've seen this kind of help defense. Their bigs are holding their own, but Valley Heights doing a real nice job of keeping them off the glass.
Here's a shot by the big, and it's out of bounds off Colgan. It was Mariah Harris, the 5'10 senior, that got that look down low. Valley Heights bringing in Lindsey Gray, a 5'5 sophomore. So Gray joins Vermitton and Smith and Torber out there along with Bingham right now for Coach Jordan Brockstrom. Under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Valley Heights leading 5-0.
And Gray, their best shooter. She won't be shy from outside.
Smith defended tightly one-on-one by Davis. In fact, both Davis girls are out there right now for Colgan. The other, a 5'5 junior, Janessa and Jaquela. Here's a turnover on Valley Heights. It'll be their first one of the night.
Torber looking opposite side post to Vermitton. Tough angle, threw it over her head and out of bounds.
So one turnover on Valley Heights, three of them against Colgan. Now Osborne returns to the Colgan lineup as O'Brien goes out for a breather. 3:35 and the clock moving here in quarter number one. West and Chase County coming up next here on KNZA. Harris at the foul line, giving a little room. Now back to Osborne. She almost traveled.
And she did.
Bounce pass back. Here's Davis. This is Jaquela getting Colgan on the board. A long two-point jumper with the switch.
You can see why. Clean off of it. Nice release. Nothing but nylon.
She's not scoring. Colgan is in trouble, averaging 27 points per game. They beat Eureka 57-50, pretty tight sub-state championship game for the Panthers, and a second straight turnover on Valley Heights. Trying to make a pass inside, but opponent coming that way, and it's too high and heading to the other end. And Kayla Davis taking it up top.
And really for Davis, as they run a horn set, double screens up top for a little high-low action on the pick and roll. Can't convert.
Block on the shot by Ascaino, and Valley Heights will get the ball.
She's not really searching her shot. She's not like she's really out here like somebody with score 27, kind of playing within the team framework of the team, being a leader out there. You really like what you see so far out of her, but Valley Heights solid defensively starting out.
5-2, Mustangs with the lead, approaching the 2.5-minute mark here in the first quarter. Hogan didn't score in the first 4 minutes, and now Valley Heights has gone a little dry on the offensive end. Or Vermint, rather, drives baseline. That's off the mark, missed a little bit strong, and an outlet to Davis. And then she lost the handle, out of bounds, and that court as she turned. And that's turnover number 4 already on the Panthers.
And this is kind of what Valley Heights did against Kansas City Christian. Missed some easy shots inside, and there were drought moments where they couldn't score. And then they'd have a 2 or 3 minute more run and kind of got Kansas City Christian on their heels. Just got to get the ball going side to side a little more.
Hogan man-to-man as Torberg gets it into Smith. Pull-up shot from 6 is off the rim and no good. Davis rebounds and then a reach-in foul. That's a big one. Thought she had a lot of basketball and was trying to tie it up, but she'll pick up her first personal one for the Mustangs. It's team foul number 2.
It's a little more aggressive probably than Coach Broxman wants there. Great. Calm and cool on the bench over there. Looks good in the suit and tie.
Yeah, Broxman having a seat. He's got the black pants and jacket with the white undershirt and his striped purple and white tie. 9 years, and this is the 6th time he's brought the Mustangs to state, so not his first rodeo. 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. All of the head coaching for Broxterman has been at Valley Heights. Of course, he's a Frankfurt graduate. He also played college ball at Highland Community College. Under 2 to go here. There's a 3-point look for Colgan, and it's banked in off the glass. Tyler Osborne with the triple to tie us at 5.
A little elevator screen at the free throw line and able to use the glass.
5-5 tie, 1:40 to go here in the opening frame. Dorber behind the half moon, up top to Gray. Gray defended closely by Osborne as she dribbles to the right side and now leaves it back to Dorber. Get past, tough to handle, but Miller's got it. Now faking the three and shooting the three. It's Gray, letting it fly, and flicking the twine.
And that's exactly what you did in the sub-state finals, able to step up and hit threes like that.
Coach Broxman telling us before the game the play of his sophomores and how they've stepped up this season has been huge, helping get this team back to the big dance. And a foul away from the ball, an offensive foul against Colgan. I didn't see it. Was it on a screen?
It was on the screen on the opposite side. They were running a shooter off the backside and kind of got a little movement out of their post setting the screen. Again, people don't realize Valley Heights is awful young. Not a lot of seniors on it. And in our league, especially that Twin Valley League, people are going to get tired of me saying this, but you're going to see all sorts. You know, the size and physicality of Centralia, the athleticism of Hanover, and then you got, you know, Valley Heights the same way. They can score it as well. And long.
Turn it over here on the deck and a timeout call by Colgan. That is our first timeout of the night. Timeouts courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We're going to keep it here at the 32nd timeout. The good news for Valley Heights is that they've not trailed yet today. They have a 3-pointer by Lindsey Gray that just retook an 8-5 advantage. So we've been tied, and Valley Heights has not trailed, but both teams still trying to find their offensive rhythm on both sides of the floor.
And really, for Valley Heights, this is kind of the start you want. You want to get the top seed or the higher seed on their heels a little bit, make them feel uncomfortable, and these are games they've been in all year long. Our league is prepared for them for this, and for Broxman, I know he's got to feel really good about this. Probably wants a little more side-to-side movement. The ball's sticking on the right side way too much for them, but got to like their defensive effort so far.
Valley Heights will have Gray just hit the triple for Minton, Smith, Torber out there along with Tessa Miller right now as they await Colgan to inbound the basketball, going the length of the court. No full court pressure by either team. 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. In timeouts, courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, online at popcorngifts.net. Here's Ja'Kayla Davis, has just a 2-pointer, pulled up for a long shot there, missed it, offensive board Ascaino able to rip it away. Now Davis over to O'Brien on the left wing as the Colgan Panthers get another opportunity. Couple offensive rebounds for them here in this game. O'Brien gets it to Davis.
Colgan really trying to steal when the ball gets reversed. Their posts are just double low.
Not getting anything going to the basket, though. Here's a three-pointer left side. O'Brien pushed it in. We're tied again at 8. Senior Lauren O'Brien with the triple. 15 seconds to go in the quarter.
Every time she catches the ball, she almost travels with it. She drags her pivot foot almost every time. At that time, able to knock the three down.
Torber hands to Gray, hit a guarded three. Now she'll shoot another one up top, way downtown. Missed it a little short off the front iron as that shot perhaps a bit rushed at the end of the first quarter. And that's 8 minutes of basketball with 8 points for both teams. Colgan and Valley Heights tied 8-8 as we head to a one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally-owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates, a 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Studio engineer Seth Tollefson here with you on a Thursday evening again. Valley Heights here tonight in action in a rematch with Pittsburgh Colgan from last year's third place consolation game, tied at the end of one. A little technical difficulty from Bramlage Coliseum. Justin Fluke again with the play-by-play coverage. We're going to get you second quarter action coming up here in just a moment as Justin gets things situated there again at the Octagon of Doom. Again, we'll get you to the second quarter coming up in just a moment.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950. This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Apologize for the technical difficulties, a brief disconnection here at Bramlage Coliseum, but we're back to the action. Our score is Valley Heights 15 and Pitt Colgan 14. 1 point lead for the Mustangs, who did trail for the first time in this game at 14-12. Colgan got a couple quick baskets to start the second quarter, one of them because of a steal and a layup by Ja'Kayla Davis, as Valley Heights now with four turnovers in this game. But they have the basketball. Lindsey Gray hit a three-pointer. Now they go down low to Parker. Josie turns and it goes off the backboard, no good. Pass ahead in transition to Janessa Davis for Colgan. Now they have it, down by one. Here's Ja'Kayla, right elbow, trying to step around the defense and is fouled on the shot. So for Valley Heights, Ava Smith made a shot and Lindsey Gray hit a three. They have scored 7 points in the second quarter, the other two by Mia Vermitten. And for Colgan, they have a trio of two-point baskets made by Mariah Harris, Molly Sweetsy, and Ja'Kayla Davis. That catches you up as the free throw ties us at 15. That was the first free throw tonight for Ja'Kayla Davis and Colgan. He has 5 points now in the game.
Flurry of activity that time, and Valley Heights just turned the ball over a little bit and got St. Mary's in transition. And Gray has really come off the bench and provided some much-needed outside scoring for Valley Heights.
No doubt, Gray's hit two triples. Second free throw won't go. We're still tied 15-all. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Little give and go to Vermitten on the left side, and she's fouled. Be the first one against Colgan here in the second quarter, and the Mustangs will go to the free throw line. They're one for one with Ava Smith getting a three-point play.
Both teams kind of settling in now. Valley Heights really trying to get inside, and Colgan's so physical with their bigs inside. It's tough flooding for the Mustangs in the paint.
They're been a great free throw shooter, 77% on the season, but she misses the first one. Couple subs for both teams. Bigham, Torber, both back out there for Valley Heights. Second free throw for Vermitten is good. She's got 5 points. The Mustangs lead again by one. Ja'Kayla Davis into the half court. Mustangs match him up player to player. Davis around the screen, passes to Janessa Davis. Now back to Ja'Kayla. The near corner, this is Caroline Imhoff getting a touch. She's a senior off the bench. Both teams have played eight or so girls here in the first half. Ja'Kayla Davis got the screen, took the three, and it rattles in. Ja'Kayla Davis a triple. Now she's got eight. Six of them here in the second quarter, and it's the Panthers back on top, 18-16.
Score like that, you can't go under the ball screen because you gave her a wide open look.
Three lead changes here in the second quarter. Just over 3 minutes to go till half. This ball out of bounds. It'll be staying with Valley Heights. Coach Parabi tried to sell it to the other side of the court, but to no avail as Kyla Osborne checks back in. We'll check our lineup reset here in the second quarter. It's presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. Valley Heights with the ball underneath their own basket. The inbound
step through.
Step around, but missing the bunny underneath, then got her own rebound and missed again. Tessa Bigham with two good looks. Bigum missed all three shots in this game. It's Bigum and Torber, also Vermitten out there, along with Lindsey Gray and Ava Smith, your five on the floor for Valley Heights.
Did just what you want to do against size. Tried to elevate, put it on the floor with a quick dribble, just short-armed it a little bit.
You've mentioned it a few times, but some point-blank range missed shots for Valley Heights have kind of hurt them now. They've missed a few already here in this first half. Hogan leads by two and has the basketball. That's to Davis, to Ja'Kayla Davis. Lob into the post. Facing the basket. Tough shot around Torber, but it's up and in for Mariah Harris. Her second deuce.
So many times post move, they think they've still got, since they've used their dribble, and that time she just stepped through for an easy two.
Hogan leading by 4 points now, 2:20 to go till our Highland Community College halftime show. Gray can't get off a three. She finds Smith. Dribbling with that left hand, all taped up. It's a problem. Ball knocked free and stolen away. Turnover number 5 against Valley Heights. Ja'Kayla Davis in transition, leaving it out to Osborne. Now Davis gets it again. Outside, an open three, and that one missed by Janessa. Rebounded by Vermitten for Valley Heights.
Valley Heights has got it. There's one dribble, and they're picking it up, and it's allowing Colgan to really get out in the passing lane. Need to try to get him going side to side because Colgan's really out in the passing lane trying to deny with pressure.
Torber drives right at Harris. Now passes back out to Vermitten. And then she drives and kicks to Torber again. No shot clock throughout the postseason, of course, for high school basketball this year. Here's Smith on the drive. She kind of lost the handle and is fouled. Colgan fans wanted to travel there as Ava Smith kind of struggled to keep control of the basketball, but just a little contact came and it'll be foul number 2 here on Colgan.
Struggled because they shoved her in the back. That's hard hard to go to the rim when you got a hand in your back.
Coach Brockstrom would agree with that assessment. He's not used a timeout here in this first half, so all 5 remaining for him. The Mustangs get it in underneath their own basket. Nope, they don't. That was a 5-second
count. 5-second call that time. Not a solid screen. They tried to get a back door, and then it staggered off the weak side and just took too long for him to get it in.
Now 6 turnovers on Valley Heights. It trails 20-16 late second quarter.
The goal box set this time. Elevator screen up top.
Osborne to the high post terrace. He takes the dribble to the basket, kicks it out to O'Brien. Fakes a three, attacks. Now gives it around the curl to Osborne. Ball knocked free on the floor. Mustangs get on the floor. They had it, but then it's stolen. And Colgan loses it out of bounds. They say Valley Heights touched it. It'll stay Colgan ball after all that, but great hustle by the Mustang.
Both sides, unfortunate Valley Heights hitting a call for a foul there. She raked the arm across. Be able to reset their defense here.
Colgan underneath their own basket, still leading by 4. They'll inbound with 61 seconds to go. Lob it right underneath. Tough shot missed by Harris.
Block.
Rebounded by Bigum. Here comes Smith into the half court. Hits the accelerator. Gets a little separation. Shoots from 12, but she missed it short. Off the front of the rim. Here comes Ja'Kayla Davis being harassed by Smith. Into the half court with 40 seconds to go. Davis attacked. Tough runner. Missed off to the right side. The ball tapped out. The officials confirm it'll stay with the Panthers.
Call on that one. Valley Heights fortunate because Colgan had the offensive rebound that time. It gave him just enough to tip it out of bounds.
Like Colgan's got a slight advantage in the rebounding department here in this first half. Valley Heights hasn't had too many second chance opportunities, but even more importantly, they haven't got points off any second or third chance opportunities. Now Colgan going to back it out and hold for one shot. This is their biggest lead of the half at 20-16.
The high ball screen here for Davis.
12 seconds to go in the second quarter. Davis passes up the three. Ja'Kayla now gets it back from Janessa and sends it over to the left wing. Clock down to 3 seconds and the ball knocked away. Great defense by Vermitten.
Doesn't know the time.
Court, but didn't realize the final seconds were coming off the clock. They do force Colgan's 5th turnover of the half and keep it a 4-point game here at the break. It's Pitt Colgan 20 and Valley Heights 16. Our halftime show presented by Highland Community College starts after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Every day, they heal, comfort, and give their all. But this month, on March 30th, we celebrate Doctors' Day. It's a time to honor the dedication, compassion, and tireless work of our providers. From saving lives to offering a listening ear, they are the heart of healthcare. Join us in saying thank you to our hometown heroes for their commitment to keeping us healthy. Happy Doctors' Day. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back. Bramwich College Gym in Manhattan to a girls' quarterfinal number 3. Earlier today, top seed Mound Ridge and Inman won. Those are familiar opponents who will meet in one semifinal tomorrow. We're at halftime of the third quarterfinal game with Pittsburgh Colgan ahead of Valley Heights 20-16. Valley Heights led throughout the entire first quarter, a couple ties, including 8-8 after 8 minutes of play. But Colgan went ahead for the first time, 14-12. We had three quick lead changes there in the second stanza, but in the end, Colgan out 12-8 in that second stanza, and they lead by 4 here at halftime. Valley Heights 2-for-3 at the free throw line. They hit a couple triples, both by Lindsey Gray off the bench. Turnovers for Valley Heights, a little bit of an issue. Pittsburgh Colgan had 5 turnovers. They were just 1-for-2 at the free throw line, and the Panthers hit 3 threes from 3 separate individuals. Here's your first half scoring totals. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. See member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, or Michelle Callison in Holton, or any K-Tax Services with Jacob Yingston and Courtney Brockoff in Whitey. Tax Management. For Valley Heights, they were led with those 2 threes off the bench by Lindsey Gray. She's got 6 points. Ava Smith has 5, and Mia Vermitton has 5 as well. Just 3 girls scored for Valley Heights in the first half. For Colgan, they had 5 girls score, led by Ja'Kayla Davis, their leader, not quite halfway to her 27 points per game average, but Ja'Kayla Davis has 8, including a triple. 4 points for Mariah Harris, 3 for Kyla Osborne, also a 3-pointer made by Lauren O'Brien, and a 2-point basket for Molly Sweezy. It all adds up to a pick Colgan 20, Valley Heights 16, and score here in class. Dave Johnson joining me courtside on the broadcast tonight. A doubleheaders. We got Jonathan West and Chase County coming up. But Coach Johnson, what are your thoughts on the first half and what Valley Heights seems to do better
to come back here in this final two quarters.
Well, defensively, I think Coach Brockson is going to have to really be happy with the way they played. They didn't really give them a lot of looks. Everything was tough, contested shots on the offensive end, trying to get more ball movement through the pass, dribbling, you know, they're picking it up. They're allowing Colgan to get out and put pressure on their wings. The other thing is you got to try and get things going to the basket where you can get Colgan converging into the paint, paint touches, and then kicks for three, especially for your shooters out front. Like to see him finish around the basket, but the problem is with Colgan's size, that does make it troublesome. They're not shot blockers. They're just physical with you and pushes you away from the basket.
Some other scores from MSC Sports area teams and from the Twin Valley League, the Frankfort boys lost a tough one today in overtime. Their first round game down in Dodge City, it was Central Plains defeating Frankfort 54-44. The Hanover boys also lost from the Twin Valley League in 1A Division 2 today as Hanover lost a close one 62-57. Of course, the Centralia and Troy girls both won. They'll play each other in a semifinal tomorrow in Dodge City. Also yesterday, the Hanover girls and Lynn girls both won at 1A Division 2 in Colby. They're both in action tomorrow. The Silver Lake girls won last night. They'll be in a semifinal in Hutchinson tomorrow. Also here at 2A, Valley Heights won yesterday, getting third chance at a semifinal game against Mound Ridge. We'll have that at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. And in 5A, the Topeka Seaman girls won last night, so they've advanced as well into the semis and will have their game on 96.9 The Pulse coming up on Friday as well. Still more games coming up. In fact, the Silver Lake boys, one of the games going on right now, and at halftime they trail Lakin. That score is 23-19. Lakin leads the Silver Lake boys at 3A in Hutchinson. Again here at halftime, 2A girls, Pittsburgh Colgan ahead of Valley Heights, 20-16. We'll take one more halftime break and come back and get you set for the third quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sabetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, David Johnson back with you here in Manhattan. 2A girls quarterfinal. Our halftime score, Pitt Colgan 20, Valley Heights 16. We'll see if the Mustangs can get it going here early on in this third quarter. Don't forget, coming up next, the D-West girls against Chase County. Should be a good one. Chase County 20-3. D-West, the number 6 seed at 17-5. Reset the lineup here again. Looks like the starters for both teams, not a lot of foul trouble. No players with more than two fouls anyway here at the break. For Valley Heights, 5'10 junior Josie Parker. 5'2 senior Tessa Miller, 5'8 senior Ann Torber. Also, Ava Smith, a 5'9 junior, and Mia Vermitten, a 5'9 junior, there for Coach Jordan Brockstrom. 5'5 senior Lauren O'Brien, 5'10 senior Mariah Harris, 5'9 senior Molly Sweezy, 5'6 junior Ja'Kayla Davis, and 5'5 senior Kyla Osborne, starting five for Pitt Colgan. Valley Heights with the basketball to begin the third quarter. The Road Blacks, the number 7 seed, now going left to right. Coming here to the near side of the court as we set, we get a quick foul against Colgan. There's a good drive, went to the weak side, brought it back off the right-handed dribble. Colgan a little slow on the switch on the screen. Bryant Harris picked up her first personal foul. The inbounds was tipped, and it goes out of bounds right near us. Going to say turnover, Valley Heights. A number they need to cut down on. That's 7 turnovers now for the game. They had 4 of their 6 turnovers in the second quarter. That, of course, when they got outscored 12-8 in that second frame. 20 seconds into the half. First possession on offense for Colgan. Ja'Kayla Davis pulled up at the foul line. Long tipped out rebound. Controlled by Colgan. O'Brien gets it to Davis. Vermitten giving her a little bit of room, but he has been really good defensively on Ja'Kayla Davis so far here today. Nothing has been easy except one steal and a layup. Quick ball movement by Colgan, but all out here on the perimeter, looking to expand their largest lead of the game. In fact, neither team led by more than 4 points in the first half. Davis on the weave to Osborne, and she's late whistle there. Yeah, hit in the paint, driving into the lane, and foul against Ava Smith. Second personal on Ava Smith. Osborne in the act, she's going to head to the line.
Didn't think she was shooting that time, but they saw it differently.
I didn't even know she was fouled, but she missed the first free throw and has one more coming.
Offensive rebound led to that possession right there, and that's kind of critical. You start getting the second half here. You got to block out the shooter.
Both free throws missed, so Colgan still up by 4. Here's Parker into the half court to Smith. Back to the trailer, Miller. Now a paint touch for Tabor. Down low and a foul, and this will give Josie Parker a couple of free throws. Parker averaging 6 points a game, has not scored yet today, but he'll have a chance with 2 charity tosses.
Good pass over the top, and that was caused by the dribble penetration. The help, no recover there, especially right at the top of the key. That's tough to recover.
Swish free throw, 63% on the year is Josie Parker. And for Colgan is Janessa Davis and Bella Escaino. Valley Heights keeps their starting 5 out there. Coach Jordan Brockstrom has all 5 of his timeouts remaining. Second free throw good, and the deficit's been cut in half.
Valley Heights doing what they need to keep this thing close.
O'Brien to Davis. Now back to O'Brien. Now to Janessa Davis there on that far side. Janessa gets it. Ja'Kayla's over on the left, and Vermitten continues to deny her the basketball. Now up top to O'Brien. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter, 20-18. Colgan by 2. There's a deflection by Vermitten.
Oh, he's still quick with the hand.
Down low, a lob, and a foul from behind. It's going to go on Torbers. They tried to lob it into one of the 2 bigs, one of the 5'10 girls inside. That's the first personal foul on Torber.
Throwing that one up there to lob to the post that time. Good recovery by Valley Heights.
Kayla Davis calling for a screen, and now they clear it out for her. She drives with the left hand, shot up and in off the window. Ja'Kayla Davis, first in double digits tonight with 10.
Good drive with the left hand. That's what you want to make them do, is force it with their weak hand, but she was able to flip the defense right there in a nice finish.
2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Back up 4. Here's a good lane look, and Ann Torber gets her first points of the contest. Little jumper straight in front there. In the purple paint.
Colgan's real slow to help on ball screens, and that time Valley Heights able to take advantage of it.
Janessa Davis out to Ja'Kayla on the left wing. Mustangs down by 2.
Colgan so deliberate with the ball, really wanting to pound away inside or get Davis off a ball screen.
Green set for Davis. Now the pick and roll is intercepted. Great defense by Torber. Now the pass ahead to Parker. Left side layup. Oh, she missed it. Left it a bit, and it went off the front of the rim. Too strong. That would have tied it. Couldn't capitalize on the Colgan turnover.
got what they wanted on the defense there, not just able to finish.
About three or four now, missed shots, point-blank range for Valley Heights, still down by two. O'Brien?
Colton just really content just to keep pulling it out. It's not an intricate offense. High-low, looking for lobs inside, guards pass the screen away, and then they kick and wait for a post to repost.
Three-pointer by Janessa Davis, no good, and a strong rebound by Torber again. Torber had the steal, the last defensive possession. Now Torber driving on offense, takes it all the way. She scores, and it's 22 apiece. Torber's second field goal here in the second half.
Well, she didn't learn it from strangers. Her sister's awfully good basketball players for Valley Heights. Family really has a lot of good basketball players coming out, and that time able to really penetrate and a nice pull up there.
22 all. You know, you're talking about the patience of the Colgan offense. It reminds me of being here broadcasting some Colgan boys games with Wayne Cheon,
yeah,
as head coach.
Sometimes you could wake up and they still have the ball with 5 minutes gone in the first quarter. Ran that shuffle cut until somebody graduated, and most of them were in the sixth grade.
4 minutes to go here in the third quarter, tied at 22. Valley Heights with a 6-2 start. There's the basket, though, on the left side. Good feed to Mariah Harris, who finishes at the rim.
Got caught again talking the shuffle. That was a little bit of Cheon-esque there.
24-22, Pitt Colgan back on top. Here's the foul line jumper, and that's off the back iron, missed by Vermitten. Rebound cleared by Harris.
Getting good shots. Those are good shots. The high elbow for Valley Heights, just not able to knock him down.
Driving is Ja'Kayla Davis. Tough look, no good, but rebounded. Put back high off the window and in. Bella Escaino scores her first, and it's more second chance points for Colgan.
She didn't even jump. She just stood there and threw it right back up.
Inside, tough turnaround by Parker. Josie Parker. That was not easy.
No. Able to turn and finish on the nice block. Good finish.
Here's O'Brien driving to Harris. Now back to O'Brien. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Valley Heights down two. Ja'Kayla Davis off the glass. That's no good left side. Rebound tipped out, and it's taken by Smith. Smith feeds it ahead to Torber. One-on-one. Right side layup. Good. We're tied again at 26.
There was again a long shot, long rebound. Got Colgan caught underneath, and Valley Heights able to leak out for the layup.
Torber's come to life with 6 points all here in the third quarter. Game tied with 2.5 minutes to play.
First one to 40 might win this.
Harris lost the handle. Valley Heights on the floor, and
fortunate
ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Colgan. Good defense, though, by Torber. She's going to go out for a little breather. In for Valley Heights is Tessa Bigham.
Davis is the only one that can do anything getting the ball into the paint. Valley Heights has completely got the other guards flustered. If they can keep her from getting into the paint and getting shots, I really like their chances here.
Tessa Davis finds Ja'Kayla, sets the screen. Ja'Kayla drives, pulls up, tough eight-footer on the baseline. Off the rim high, but it came right through the cylinder.
The shooters roll that time.
Ja'Kayla Davis has scored 12 points. Colgan back ahead by two. Third quarter, approaching the two-minute mark. Here's Parker. She's had a good second half, but she threw that ball right to Colgan. Tweezy with an easy steal. Turnover number 8 on the Mustangs. Ja'Kayla Davis wanting to go quick, attacking the basket against Vermitten. Now passes it out to Harris. Davis has it again in the far corner. Lob to Janessa up top. Now on the left wing, it's O'Brien. Back to Janessa Davis. Down low to Harris. Dribbles away from the basket. Had the ball knocked away. Smith can't save it in. It'll stay with the Panthers.
Again, Valley Heights, you know, that time high-low, Bigham just didn't seal quick enough and allowed the Colgan defender to get inside of them. Defensively, though, if you notice, Colgan, everything is on the right-hand side of the floor. They're getting no ball reversal shots. It's all one-sided. Valley Heights has really got to get them to the other side. Davis with a long three.
That one is short, and Colgan can't save it in. Substitution for Valley Heights is Tessa Miller. Checks in, replacing Ava Smith, and she'll get a little extended break, it looks like, in the final 90 seconds of this third quarter. 28-26. Valley Heights almost traveled, then threw it away. Nonetheless, a turnover, the ninth now for Valley Heights. Ja'Kayla Davis got to get in front of her, and Vermitten does. And now Davis around a screen. Back to the screener, Harris. Harris straddling the half moon on the right wing. Now without the dribble. Gets it down low to Sweezy. Tough shot, and it won't go. Rebound ripped away by Bigham.
Good rebound.
foul on Colgan. It'll be their third one here in the third quarter, and it's on Molly Treese, and that's her third personal foul.
Defense again that time at Valley Heights. Tough shot with the left hand, able to get the rebound, and chance here to tie it up with a minute 5 left to go in the third.
Treese checks out. That was actually her fourth personal foul, so the only player with the fourth foul is Tweezy, the senior, just went out for Colgan. Lindsey Gray back into the Valley Heights lineup, hit two big first-half triples. Valley Heights down two here. Ava Smith checked back in on offense as well. Gets it to Bigham at the high post.
Yes.
Bob, tough catch, tough basket. Josie Parker, count it.
Beautiful. Just what you wanted there. Got the nice seal. Nobody picking Davis up.
Uh-oh. She pulls up, and a 15-footer rimmed out. Rebound, though, by Imhoff of Colgan. And it's
right by Davis.
Davis gets to Smith. Heights looking to take the lead. Smith left side. Layup good. Ava Smith puts the Mustangs ahead by two.
That time, Gray with the strip that time. I said Davis, but it was Gray. And you let Smith get on the run, she's going to run away from you.
30-28, Valley Heights lead. 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The winner into the state semifinals. Coach Harabi for Colgan in the officials' ear. They are the number 2 seed with just 2 losses all year. Here's a long shot near corner. Off the mark, no good. Rebound by Heights, 1 second left, and that'll take us to the fourth quarter. What a strong finish by the Mustangs to close out the third. We head to a 1 minute timeout. Our score, Valley Heights 30, Pitt Colgan 28 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Start of the fourth quarter, Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you in Manhattan. Valley Heights has the ball, 2-point lead, and almost was 5 on a 3 in and out by Ann Torber. Here comes Pitt Colgan. They go right to left. The home team in the white jerseys, the number 2 seed. They just got outscored by Valley Heights 14-8 in that third quarter, and that is a traveling violation against Colgan. Turnover number 10. They've gotten sloppy with it.
A beautiful set by Valley Heights coming out. Got a good look on the backside off a screen. Torber just missed it in and out. Beautiful shot. Again, a chance to extend the lead here.
Valley Heights with the basketball up by 2. We'll reset the Napa fourth quarter lineup. Sabatha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. And for Valley Heights, it is the starting 5. They have foul trouble. Here's Smith, an open 3 up top, and it's short. Barely drew iron. Josie Parker, Tessa Miller, and Torber. Ava Smith and Mia Vermitten out there for Coach Jordan Broxton, who's decided he needed to take off the jacket. Things are getting intense. With 7 minutes to go, his team is up by 2.
Been there, done that.
Colgan's got Sweezy still on the bench. One of their starters with 4 fouls. No, she's back in. She's dribbling the basketball. O'Brien's got it. Harris out there. Of course, Davis and O'Brien.
Colgan just can't. Nothing easy for Colgan. Valley Heights cutting everything off. Very stagnant. We're in the offensively for Valley Heights. A lot better ball movement has caused better shots for them, thus them having the lead right now.
I think Colgan's getting pretty frustrated offensively. There's a drive and a tough one-handed miss by Davis. Rebound put back by Mariah Harris. But Davis She's struggling, and I think they're in her head because they've defended her so well. She's averaging 27 a game, only has 12. Nothing easy for Pitt Colgan.
And right now, again, Dolly Hyde's giving up the offensive rebound and the stick back right there.
Taking the three. Mustangs send it up top.
We'll take the three.
And it's another air ball. They've missed two threes short. That one by Tessa Miller. I don't know if that's the shot that Coach Broxton wants. Game tied at 30. 5 minutes, 50 seconds remaining. Ja'Kayla Davis driving again. Kicking it up top. The trailer. Osborne. Three. No good. Rebound again. Sweezy got it for Colgan. Allie Hines got to get the defensive boards.
It happens in these type of games. You can't give good teams second chances.
Osborne attacks, blocked shot by Smith, and a blocking foul.
Going to call on the shot, too. They're going to call two.
Couple of free throws. We haven't had a lot of fouls. It's been a well-officiated game. They've let him play. In fact, free throws tonight. Pitt Colgan is just 1 of 4, and Valley Heights has made 4 of 5 from the free throw line.
This game has not been sponsored by the Knights of Columbus.
That free throw good by Osborne. She was 0 for 2 prior to that make and now has 4 points here in the contest. Colgan has not made a three-pointer in this second half. Of course, Valley Heights hasn't either. They've airballed a couple. Colgan back ahead by one. The second free throw is perfect as well, and Colgan leads it 32-30.
Little things like this, if you want to get into the semifinals, Valley Heights has got to tighten it up a little bit on the defensive end. It has been so good tonight. Just want to finish possessions on the defensive end.
Axtell boys playing right now in Colby. They lead by 12, 43-31 over Central Christian. Axtell boys up 12 in the third quarter.
Tough shot.
Partially blocked on the guarded three by Lindsey Gray. Last three shots for Valley Heights have been three-pointers, and none of them have really been close. O'Brien gets it to Janessa Davis, now to Ja'Kayla. Again, held to just 12 so far here in this game. Credit Mia Vermitten for defending all night on Ja'Kayla Davis.
Everything's just a ball screen or looking for a post, just sitting down in the block.
Pass inside to Harris and a little push foul from behind. This will be team foul number 2 against Valley Heights in the fourth quarter. And it's on Ann Torber. That's her second. 4:53 to go. Ow, that was quick as 5 second count.
That was fast. And she's all the way on the floor.
Barabi questioning the official, which happens to be John Stouth of Holton, that made that call as we resume play. Heights with the basketball and a timeout call. Jordan Broxman called timeout tonight.
Yeah.
Presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Both teams will have 4 timeouts remaining. We'll step away as you listen to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you. Courtside, Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. This came down to the final 4 minutes and 47 seconds, 2A girls quarterfinal. It's Pitt Colgan 32, Valley Heights 30. Ava Smith has to cover it up. Timeout right before a jump ball. And Coach Jordan Broxton will get this timeout. So not great for Valley Heights there on the inbound out of the timeout. We'll keep it here. This timeout presented by Flagel's Homegrown Popcorn. Just a 30-second timeout. Visit popcorngifts.net and stay tuned for exciting news coming your way from Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 2-point game. Neither team's led by more than 4 points all night. This has been a close, low-scoring dogfight.
And that's what you kind of expect when you get in. These teams kind of have familiarity with themselves, especially from playing last year. Valley Heights had really good ball movement in the first third of the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter they've got a little stagnant with it, took some bad shots, kind of led Colgan where they kind of could run away with it here. See what Coach Brockman's got drawn up to kind of get the ball going side to side.
Valley Heights on their offensive end, trailing by two. Bigham wraps it around into Ava Smith, working hard to get a shot off, and she traveled. Kind of switched the pivot foot there. That's 10 turnovers on Valley Heights. Vermitton, Bigham, Torber, and Gray out there for Coach Brockerman.
Got what they wanted that time, but they walled Smith enough that she lost her balance and she couldn't get pivoted enough in the low block. But that's the look they wanted. It's their best player in the low block.
Janessa Davis, top of the circle. Over to Molly Sweezy again. No shot clock throughout the postseason.
Oh,
and the
good
steal. Ava Smith with the steal. She's 2-on-1 with Bigham. Smith all the way. Left side layup. Good. We're tied at 32.
She wasn't going to give that up, nor should she have. Good steal and good help and recovery by Valley Heights. Really doing a good job of stopping dribble penetration. Colgan kind of looked like they were going to stall it there a little bit.
That's what I thought. I started to mention the shot clock, and Ava Smith got the steal. She now has a team-high 9 points for Valley Heights.
That's a travel.
Junior down low. That shot missed by Harris, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Panthers.
As the post is catching it, she's falling back, and she didn't establish a pivot foot and traveled with the ball, but a no call there.
3:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Winner will get either D-West or Chase County tomorrow night. Kayla Davis, a quiet 12, has been harassed all night by Vermitton. Now a three by O'Brien that missed, and the rebound saved in by Ava Smith.
At the time, able to finish the defensive possession there on the long three.
At the board, Torber cleared it. Now she'll set up the offense. Allie Heights looking to retake the lead. Pass to the near side, Vermitton. It's been quiet offensively. Smith starting to heat up. She drives. No call. Players hit the deck. Ball still free. More players on the deck, and finally a jump ball. And the possession arrow says Colgan. We're tied 32-all.
That time they almost got Ferrari with a technical right there. She was clear out at half court screaming at the officials, and they told her to get in the box.
Was she trying to call a timeout?
She was wanting a jump ball.
Finally got it, I guess. Here comes Colgan with the game all tied and 3 minutes to go. Colgan settled for some threes. They've only made three all night, none here in the second half. And a timeout by Coach Barabi. It's a full timeout, so we'll take a break as well. 2:52 to go, fourth quarter. It's Pitt Colgan 32 and Valley Heights 32. From 2A in Manhattan, we return in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Pitt Colgan led by 4 points at halftime. Valley Heights was up two coming into the fourth quarter. They were tied at the end of one, and we're tied now at 2:52 to go. It's 32 points apiece for the number 2 seed Panthers and the number 7 seed Valley Heights Mustang Girls. Colgan basketball out of the timeout. Both coaches have 3 timeouts remaining. No fouls against Colgan here in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights has 2 fouls against him. Could be important as we head down the stretch. Valley Heights also now has the next possession arrow, and there's a jumper down low. They feed Mariah Harris, and she gets the deuce.
Ball reversal, come back. She fielded off a cross screen. Nice little footer in the lane.
Harris now has 10. Colgan back ahead by 2. Here's Vermitton attacking. Tough shot over the defender. It doesn't matter. Mia Vermitton. She scored 7. We're tied at 34.
Colgan got caught going for the steal, and Vermitton made him pay.
Ja'Kayla Davis lobs it on the left wing. A 3 by Osborne. No good. Smith couldn't quite corral the rebound.
Janessa Davis got it. Now Jacayla from the elbow gets off a tough shot over Smith, and they call the foul. Pretty late whistle there. But yet again, a great shot by Osborne, but an offensive rebound bailing out the Panthers.
Exactly. We've talked about it all half. Played such great defense, and just the long shot, long rebound adage. Mustang just not able to squeeze it at the end to finish it.
Pittsburgh Colgan had made a couple free throws earlier here in the fourth quarter, but Jacayla Davis misses this one. She's 1 for 3 at the line. Gray goes out. Also, Osborne, who just shot that three, checks out in the lineup for Colgan. Second free throw for Davis, money. 1-point lead, Colgan. Jacayla Davis has scored 13. That's not even half her season average. 2 minutes to go. Vermitten out to Torber. Fakes left, passes right. Mia's got it now to the far corner. Trying to dribble around the defense and a foul on the arm as Tessa Miller there trying to get a little bit of room. Just the first foul, though, on Colgan.
Little ball screen action there. Colgan jumped it, a little too aggressive. Plenty of time left. You want to get a good look here.
Drive by Torber off the glass. Missed the banker for the lead. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to Colgan. Bigham was battling for the board, and they say she touched it last, so Colgan maintains the 1-point advantage.
We're going to see what Colgan does here. They went to a single post. They were running double post, low post. Now they've gone four out with one in the post. Really trying to get Valley Heights extended here.
A lot closer game than the first two girls' games were today in Manhattan. Down low to Harris. She's double-teamed. Got it through him and scored again. And another timeout, Colgan. Harris coming alive. She has scored 6 of her 12 now in this fourth quarter as they feed the big girl inside.
Again, nothing fancy about it. They're just getting a ball reversal, and she's settling in there. And really, Valley Heights had two people around her, but she was just physical enough. She didn't even jump. Just kind of threw it up, and it went in.
Harris scoring 8 points per game, but she's got 12 today, one shy of Jacayla Davis with 13 for team-high honors. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Just a minute 21 to go. Timeouts again courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. The U.S. and Chase County girls coming up, but that tip-off won't be until 8 p.m., so we'll have a little bit of time in between. And now if you're Valley Heights, certainly don't want to panic. Down 3, but lots of time left. They got a chance to bring it into the half court and work for a good shot. It doesn't have to be a triple.
Exactly. We'd like to get something going in the basket, ball screen, a ball reversal, a sit-down, something to get the defense reacting. Don't try to get something too early. Colgan going to go with a little token man-to-man defense. They can bring it up the court here with a minute 20 and counting.
Vermitten blows by the Colgan defense. Now Panthers back into man-to-man.
And she's got the advantage there. Her player is a lot shorter than her.
Miller finds Torber across the foul line, out to Vermitten. Cut off by Harris. Minute 5 to go. Valley Heights with the ball, but they trail by 3. Miller had it knocked free. She hits the deck. Colgan picks it up. Jacayla Davis off the steal, up strong right side. Shot blocked.
Oh, good block.
It's saved in, and Valley Heights has it. If Torber can rip it away,
he'll have the jump ball.
Jump ball goes to Valley Heights.
Wow, fortunate for Valley Heights there. Good block by Torber.
Great defense. 1-on-2 defending there after Tessa Miller had slipped down.
Colgan really taking a lot of chances. I don't understand what they're doing. They're letting them blow by here.
Smith. Back to Torber and a timeout by Coach Brockstrom with 45 seconds to go. Probably set up a decent quick shot here out of this timeout.
It needs to be something quick, like you said. We got 45 seconds left. Your best sideline inbounds play, it'll be over on our sideline. Something going to the basket. Or maybe perhaps if I can't get it there, a kick out for a 3 and then look for a timeout or a full court pressure that time.
2 timeouts left for both teams. We'll take the timeout here. Our score, Pitt Colgan 37, Valley Heights 34 on KNZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you. Valley Heights will inbound right in front of us. They trail by 3 points with 45 seconds to go against the number two seed, Colgan. Valley Heights was up two coming into this fourth quarter. It's been a back-and-forth tight game. There's a three by Gray. She missed it short. Might have been partially deflected. And now trying to get it back is Tessa Bigham. That was really good defense there by Bigham hustling after Colgan had the defensive board. Eventually, she's – was it a foul?
No, tied up ball, jump ball.
Okay.
Going to go full court man here.
The Valley Heights does have the next possession arrow, but they need to stop. Down by three. Janessa Davis beats the press. Into the half court, double teamed, and a timeout by Colgan. 27 seconds left. Both coaches have one timeout now remaining, and it's still Colgan ahead, 37-34.
And Davis trapped just across half court, but the timeout kind of saved her right there. Valley Heights had two possessions there, probably not the shots they wanted.
Well, their three-point looks have not been very good in this second half. At least they haven't been very close to going in. They've not made any three-pointers. In fact, neither team's made a three-pointer here in the second half. And overall, I mean, scoring's obviously been hard to come by with both teams here in the mid-30s. And used to scoring a lot more than that. Defense has been very good for both teams. Been kind of a patient type of game, even more so for Pitt Colgan. And now if you're Valley Heights, you do have one foul still to give. But if they don't get a steal, they're going to have to foul pretty quickly here with just 27 seconds to go.
Well, I think on this one, you got to make sure if you're playing the inbounder, I'd look to help because, like, where they're setting Davis up, they're probably going to screen for her coming to the backcourt here. But you got to be ready to step out, double team, make the ball get out of her hands, and foul somebody else if possible.
Inbounder is Lauren O'Brien. They front the inbounder with Miller. Inbounded Kayla Davis. 23 seconds. Time going off the clock. They got her double team, and she passes to Janessa. Back to Jakayla near half court. Valley Heights got a foul. They finally do. 16 seconds left, but this one isn't going to result in free throws. That's just foul number four. So another chance to steal it off the inbound, but that was some precious time off that clock, 10 seconds before the foul.
Tried to get the trap, and then she dribbled out of it, and they had to chase her down that time. Got to be a little quicker here. We not enough time to play with it.
Colgan from the near sideline lobs it to Jakayla Davis, and they foul her with 14 seconds. She is 2-for-4 at the line. Do you like the new, and I say new, we've had it for a while now, but do you like the new no more 1-and-1 bonus free throws? It's two shots once you get to five fouls, reset every quarter?
Oh, yes and no. It sped the game up a lot faster, but, you know, for a yes and no.
Great answer. Just like a politician.
Yes, exactly.
Free throw good. That's a big one. It makes it a two-possession lead. Jakayla Davis with 14 points now tonight. Valley Heights down four with 14 seconds to go. Davis going to get one more. And her second is switched through as well. She's now all of a sudden 4-of-6 at the line. Must
take
need to hurry. Down six. They get it up the court to Gray. Mishandled the pass. Now gets it back, and she stepped out of bounds. Turnover for Valley Heights. I got him for 13 here tonight. And that may be the final one as Colgan is up five with the ball. And it's stolen. Now it's three. Colgan's got it. 5 seconds left and a foul. They foul Jakayla Davis again. And the Mustang season is on the blink with 4.5 seconds remaining.
It's just the offensive possessions at the end that kind of got played so well defensively. Just not enough offense under the four-minute mark where they really had their game in their hands.
Kayla Davis has made three straight free throws here in the fourth quarter, has 16 points. She came in averaging 27 per night. Colgan going to clear their bench, it looks like, get some other girls an opportunity to play in this quarterfinal game. It would appear they have it in hand. Not only six in a row, but Colgan's been to the state tournament 11 of the last 12 years. They were third at state last year, second at state in 21. They placed third at state each of the last 2 years. Another free throw good for Davis, so it's a 7-point, three-possession game. 41-34.
Far closer game than the score will indicate. Valley Heights is there right till the very end.
Gray makes a shot at the buzzer. It's a three, but not enough. As Lindsey Gray's triple, the only three-pointer made this half, gives her 9 points, but makes the final score Pitt Colgan 41 and Valley Heights 37. That brief 7-point advantage was the most that either team led by in this entire game. You talk about the final score being a little deceiving and a game of opportunities that hurts for Valley Heights. They end their season 16-9, but opportunities, whether it was some easy shots maybe in the first half that they'd like to have back, whether it was a couple careless turnovers in the second quarter or even late in the fourth quarter and empty possessions. And the other big thing we talked about all night was defensive rebounds. They needed a few more defensive boards to have a chance to win this one here today.
Those are the things that are going to keep coaches up at night, the offensive rebounds, where you're giving those up and you've played such great defense throughout and then giving them chances, and then you go back and look at those second-chance points. I'm sure probably Colgan had a few more opportunities than Valley Heights did, and then at the end offensively, you know, they had a 14-8 advantage at the end of third and just didn't get that in the fourth quarter. Maybe fatigue wore them down a little bit, but just not enough to get them to the end.
Pitt Colgan wins it 41-37. They advance now 22-2 is Pitt Colgan. They'll await the winner of our next game between Donovan West and Chase County. We've got postgame. That's what's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272. 72.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Valley Heights Lady Mustangs ending their season today with a tough 2A quarterfinal loss. They fall to Colgan by the final score of 41-37. Just a really even, competitive, tough, hard-fought game. It was 8-8 at the end of one quarter. Pitt Colgan went ahead 20-16 at halftime, but Valley Heights came roaring back, led 30-28 coming into the fourth quarter, and just couldn't finish it as they were outscored 13-7 in the fourth frame. And of the 13 points for Pitt Colgan, they got 7 of those from the free throw line. Only 6 points on non-free throws for Colgan in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights didn't end up with a double-digit score in this game. They only had 5 girls score total. Talked about turnovers. They ended up with 13 of those, a couple more than Colgan. And they didn't get to the free throw line in the fourth quarter at all, as they were only 2 free throws attempted in the second half. And Valley Heights for the game makes just 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 12 free throws attempted and 8 made for Pittsburgh Colgan in the win. So 4 of 5 compared to 8 of 12 in favor of Colgan. Colgan made 3 threes. They were all in the first half. Valley Heights made 3 threes, got the one to beat the buzzer at the end of the game by Lindsey Gray. She had all 3 threes for the Mustangs here tonight. Valley Heights ending their season with 16 wins against 9 losses. But as we talked about, a young team that will certainly be another factor next year in the TPL and 2A state. Let's check the final stats. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking, Kay Allner, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob and Courtney Brockoff. Final scoring for Pitt Colgan, Kayla Davis, 17. Pretty quiet. She had to make a bunch of free throws late to get to 17. Vermitt really defended her well. Mariah Harris, she was a big factor in this game. She scored 12 down low, the post player for Colgan in double digits as well, because after that there wasn't much. Tyla Osborne had 5. 3 for Lauren O'Brien, and 2 each for Molly Sweet, and Bella Ascaino had 2 as well. For Valley Heights, no double-digit scores. Lindsey Gray with 9, Ava Smith with 9, 7 for Mia Vermitten, while Annie Torber and Josie Parker each had 6 points. Ironically, Parker and Torber each got all 6 of their points in that third quarter, so they had 12 of the 14 in the third quarter for Valley Heights. It was a good quarter. But Torber and Parker both finished with 6, and that's it, as just 5 players scored for Valley Heights. Certainly the Mustangs probably feeling like if they played Colgan 10 times, they'd have a chance to win at least 5. Just didn't quite make the winning plays to get it done.
And that's the problem when you get into these type of games and you're playing teams that are so close in similarities and what they want to do. You got to feel really good about what they do defensively. Offensively, just a little more punch, some shots, you know, in the third quarter. Got ball movement, got side-to-side shots. Had opportunities then in the fourth quarter. Took a couple threes that probably were ill-advised there, but that's what pressure does to you in these type of games. You feel like everybody wants to make that play, not getting it within the framework of the offense, but really on the defensive end. As good as they play, you think about the second chance points, the offensive rebounds that they gave up that led to Colgan getting points. That's what just keeps you up at night as a coach. You just realize how close you were to making it in to being one of the top 4 teams left tomorrow in the state of Kansas. But again, Valley Heights, again, 9 losses, but look at the teams they play. A great season. Wins or losses don't mean anything in the Twin League. If you get caught up in that, I've never really hung up on that. I've taken teams that have 8 or 9 losses to a state tournament and have done quite well. If you get caught up thinking, well, we've got 9 losses, we're not any good, that's not what the Twin Valley League's about, and they'll be back next year, no question about it.
Valley Heights was 4th in the state tournament a year ago, losing the third-place game to Colgan. They had upset the number 1 seed, Wichita County. To your point, a year ago, Valley Heights went down to 2A, knocked off the number 1 seed.
And what did Lynn do this year?
Knocked off the number one seed. Yep, Lynn girls. So Valley Heights lost Maggie Torber a season ago. Of course, she playing at Benedictine. They're in the national tournament. And this year, Valley Heights will say farewell to Ann Torber. Also, Tessa Miller. But those are the only 2 seniors, right, on this Valley Heights roster. So only two girls, and everybody else will be back for the Mustangs next year. Again, our final 41-37 pick, Colgan beats Valley Heights. One more timeout, we'll wrap it up, and then we'll turn our attention to T. West and Chase County. Stick with us. More basketball coming up here from 2A Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson with you. One more time, wrapping up Valley Heights and Pitt Colgan as the Panthers defeat the Mustangs 41-37. Is the final score. We gave you all of the final statistics. We need to pick a player to bank on. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Of course, we'll pick one for the local team in Valley Heights that we're broadcasting for. Dave, was there a Valley Heights player that you thought stood out and played maybe the best today?
Well, I really thought Gray did a nice job in the first half hitting threes for him, but I'm a defensive guy, and Vermitten, the way she played against Davis tonight, even though they did a nice job of helping recover, didn't really get her in position. She does such a nice job for him. A junior will be back next year long. Really did a nice job defensively. She'd be my player of the game.
I agree. Ja'Kayla Davis held like 10 under her season average, really struggled and hit four free throws in the final 30 seconds to get to 17. But Mia Vermitten, great defense all night. She scored 7 points. She scored in three different quarters. Ava Smith actually had a bucket in all four quarters to get her 9 points. Lindsey Gray, as you mentioned, with nine as well. So 16-9 is how the Valley Heights ends. They had won seven straight coming in here to state, but they see it end against Pitt Colgan with a tough 4-point loss. Coming up next here in Manhattan, we're going to have the broadcast for you on 103.9. It's going to be Donovan West against Chase County. Chase County 20-3, the number three seed, hosting Donovan West 17-5. Ninth year head coach Perry Smith has his Mustangs playing in the 2A state tournament this year after some success previously in Class 1A. So look forward to that. Dave Johnson will join me on the call. A couple other quick scores to pass along from our area. The Axtell boys won tonight 66-46 over Central Christian. So the Axtell boys are in the semifinals out in Colby. Frankfort boys, though, lose in overtime. They fall to Central Plains 54-44. So Frankfort sees their season come to an end. Yesterday we went 5-2 with area teams, and today we are 2-2 as the Silver Lake boys just won at Class 3A in Hutch. They defeated Lakin in a thriller 48-46. So the Silver Lake girls and boys are both in the semifinals at 3A in Hutchinson. We lost our 4A boys qualifier in Atchison yesterday as they lost. We have the 5A Topeka Seaman girls at Emporia with their semifinal coming up tomorrow. Also, Valley Falls boys still live here in Manhattan. They have a 2 p.m. semifinal tomorrow after their 4-point win against Syracuse yesterday. Rossville, unfortunately, was on the other end of a 4-point game as they lost to El Saline at 2A here in Manhattan. We got the Centralia and Troy girls in the semifinal in Dodge City at 2 p.m. tomorrow. 1A Division I, two locals in that semifinal. And the Lynn and Hanover girls also in the semis in Class 1A Division II at Colby's. It's kind of how things look. You can follow along all the scores, the stories, the updates, our broadcast schedule, all posted at MSCSports.net, as you can follow along with the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Pittsburgh Colgan beats Valley Heights 41-37. Anything else, Mr. Johnson? We're going to wrap it up, send it back to the studio for news and weather. I'm going to go interview Coach Perry Smith, then we'll come back and do D-West Chase County. I know you're looking forward to that one.
It's time to get going. Yeah, I've never been one to like the 8 o'clock game. In fact, this will be the first time I had a team involved in the 8 o'clock game. So,
you'll stay up?
Get
you some caffeine?
I'm probably going to need that. You know, once you get over 50, that easy chair is looking awful good about 9 o'clock.
You were cramping up, and it wasn't your mouth cramping. What's going on with you?
I've got to get more water and probably do some calisthenics between games.
All right, we're going to do all that. We'll interview Perry Smith while Seth takes over at the studios, and we're back to Bramlage in about 15 minutes or so right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.